What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the O Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Hit that bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. Welcome back, folks. Let's talk about Raw's tag team division. Let's talk about it. It's pretty thin, don't you think? It's fairly thin. There are a lot of heel tag teams. There's maybe one or two or three. Let's call it three. Let's call it two and a half. There's about two and a half babyface tag teams on that show. I'm struggling with how you justify the tag team belts on Raw these days. The tag division, let's be fair, SmackDown is a little better, a little, but not by much. But the tag division as a whole, whether it's the men or women, is floundering recently. In a big bad way, I think. Where are the tag team stories, right? Like the New Day was trying to get something off the ground with their heel turn and wanting more respect, and thank God for the New Day. And Xavier Woods, if nothing else, is an expert at trying to get himself over. I mean, he was dressed like a pimp in one backstage segment. For some reason, they were pairing Grayson Waller and just Grayson Waller with the New Day prior to their loss. I don't know why. Didn't come into fruition on their match at all. But, you know, the New Day's trying to get over as heels. Judgment Day, another heel team, just took the titles from the heel New Day. So now that the tag team championships are back with the Judgment Day. The folks on the shelf, like there are the War Raiders. That's number one babyface tag team. Number two would be LWO, which you never really see anymore. And then number three, or two and a half, I should say, is Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne, New Catch Republic, who redebuted when Tyler came back about a month ago or so, and their first match back, they lost to the New Day. So they didn't even get pushed as baby faces, right? Then you have just a number of singles wrestlers who kind of collide together, especially in the upper mid to, you know, main event scene with Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, and Penta now all kind of working together against Seth's little group. Then you have the two Brawns who are a tag team, but, you know, kind of embroiled in Seth Rollins' whole shtick. So they're not going for the tag team, but they're also heels. So it's just Raw's tag division just feels slim. Like we need more not only established tag teams, but we also need jobber tag teams, folks who, you know, locals that can pull in with matching gear who can get smashed. Bring back jobbers. Hashtag bring back jobbers. Bring back locals. Let's call them locals, not jobbers. That's not fair because I can't do it. Hashtag bring back local talent who can come in and just take the pin. Get some TV time and take the pin. Show that they're team sports, good sports. There you go. And let them get some respect on their established tag teams' names. Because right now, we just sacrifice the New Day's heel turn and heel run for the Judgment Day story between Finn and Liv. Liv's not even there, and they're propping up the Judgment Day to kind of keep that story going. I guess that's good. At least it's in service of a story, I think. But now the New Day are back onto the, well, what do we do now kind of deal. Because I can guarantee you that I don't see another story for them moving forward. Like, they can play the Big E card and get them over his heels again. But then where do they go as a team, right? As a team, as a cohesive unit. When you look over on SmackDown, there are way more cohesive teams. You have Motor City Machine Guns. You have, you know, the tag team champs, the Street Profits. You have the Wyatts now. You know, Fraxium. All those teams just are cohesive units who work together. They're, you know, I don't know how many of them have, like, established. Well, most of them have established tag team moves, which I feel like is a very core aspect of a successful tag team. You think the Dudleys, Edge and Christian. Who else? The Hart Foundation, the Bulldogs, World's Greatest Tag Team. They all have synergy and, you know, similar branding. And, you know, they have, lore and backstory and just, like, stuff that you can get behind. You'd be like, oh, I see that they're a team. I know why they're a team. They work well together, kind of thing. But this Raw tag division is just not it. Like, where, like, if they have to move Rey Fénix over just so that Penta can be in a tag team, I mean, I'm almost in the point where I'm like, you can't do that. I want to see them wrestle together in WWE, but right now Penta's hot as a single star. It wouldn't make sense to put him in a tag team. And I feel like the tag division need its own stories. They need its own drama. They need their own sort of progression, right? The tag titles tend to just float, especially on Raw. They get defended very rarely. There's never any competition for anyone. And this is coming off the back of, like, when Triple H first picked up the baton for creative, everyone had a faction. Everyone had, you know, a tag team partner. So we went from everyone having, like, multiple people that could be in a tag team to damn near nobody being in a tag team or having a team. And that's the extreme is where I'm trying to figure out why there's no balance there. Like, Karrion Kross went from having a full-on group of heads with a tag team in there and a whole nine to just being him again. You know, the LWO went from being this massive conglomerate of Latino wrestlers to just, you know, two guys. two dudes. Legado del Fantasma over on SmackDown. There was a triple. There was a three-man plus Alexa. Then they got rid of Alexa, and then they sent the tag team over to AAA to defend, you know, to win the titles. And now it's just Santos just kind of in catering. And I'm so confused. Like, where are all the tag team stories? And that's why I said SmackDown's doing it. At least the tag division in SmackDown has a story. The Wyatts have invaded. They're trying to beat everybody up. And everyone on the roster that's a tag team is now turned on the Wyatts and, you know, cost them the championship at Night of Champions, I believe. And then, at SmackDown. And the Street Profits remain tag champs. But SmackDown has, like, all of the tag teams, all of them. And over there, they're at least running through a story that involves all of them, and they need to be cohesive units to deal with the problem. There's nothing like that on Raw. Nothing. Not a damn thing. They moved Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, who were, in my opinion, a very good tag team. They were a very decent, hardworking team on SmackDown, and they moved them to Raw to do nothing. They do absolutely nothing. They do silent films in the backs of other people's promos. Like, people are cutting a promo and they're all the way in the back fussing in silence and then splitting up. Nobody cares about this breakup anymore, guys. You've been teasing it for years. Either do it or stop, or just let them be a tag team and let them do their thing. But you can't make me care anymore. That's the problem with some of these long tail stories that they keep trying to thread around. Sometimes you drop the thread, and then when you pick it back up, no one cares. The deal with long-term storytelling is that you have to pay off something during the storytelling. You can't just have everyone strung along until the end where there's a payoff. There has to, like, it's like chapters in a book. At the end of one chapter, there's like a and then the start of the next chapter, they resolve that thing, and then because a new problem persists. Like, just like books in a series. At the end of one book, it leads to the next book. You can't just have a long thread of nothing happening and then expect everyone to care. It's difficult. But that's the whole point is, the tag division deserve stories. They deserve better booking. And I'm not even getting into the women's division, which has just been cooked completely. So come Evolution, I can't wait to see who Roxanne and Raquel Rodriguez face, because I just want to know what tag teams they're going to get to wrestle these women. Anyway, how are you feeling about WWE's tag division these days? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. 10 minutes of wrestling. That's what I promise every week, and I've delivered. Catch you guys next time, and don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.